Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
I am having a very bad day. I'm not in a very good mood. As a matter of fact, I'm pretty damn disgusted. I really am. There are a lot of things going on in my life that make me very, very happy. But the New York Knicks are not one of them. They're not one of them. I mean, right now, I'm looking at the San Antonio Spurs and Oklahoma City Thunder in the Western Conference, and knowing what juggernauts they are, I'd still rather be the Los Angeles Lakers than the New York Knicks. I didn't expect to be saying that, but it's the truth, damn it. I mean, what the hell is going on? The New York Knicks showed up in Houston yesterday, last night to be specific, and before they had a chance to pass gas, they were down 14-1. They'd given up 37 points in the first quarter. They were down 16 after one quarter. And Houston never looked back. That's three straight games they've lost. Three. Charlotte, OKC, Houston. Josh Hart, do I need to shut the hell up now? Do you get the picture now, Josh Hart? Was I fabricating stuff? Was I? For me, I think Stephen A., as a part-time Knicks fan, needs to shut the hell up. But by the way, even though it's a lie because I was a Knicks fan about 25 years before you even born, right now you lucky if I'm a part-time Knicks fan. You lucky if I am a part-time Knicks fan. Why should anybody be a fan of y'all right now? It's been 26 years. 26 years since the New York Knicks have been in the NBA Finals. And damn it, the way it's looking right now, it's going to be another 26 years. Boston ain't going nowhere. Detroit is ascending. Cleveland is here. I mean, what the hell? This is not good. This New York Knicks team that we saw in the Eastern Conference semifinals 2 years ago, that lost in the Game 7 to the Indiana Pacers, primarily due to injury. This same New York Knicks team that was in the conference finals last year before losing again to the Indiana Pacers, but beat Boston to get to the conference finals. That same New York Knicks team is now sitting here on the verge of getting their asses sent home in the first round. We don't even know right now, based on the way the New York Knicks are looking, whether or not they're going to be playing in May, let alone June. Everything's changed, ladies and gentlemen. Everything's changed. They look softer. They're a good team. They're a playoff caliber team, but they don't look like much more than that. And I'm looking at them right now, and I'm saying, what in the hell is going on? I don't like what I'm seeing. It's pretty damn bad. OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges combined for only 15 points in 72 minutes last night. Knicks lost the game despite outscoring Houston 23-4 on second chance points. They've now lost three straight to the Hornets, Thunder, and Rockets, who are a combined 65 games over 500. This after a seven-game winning streak, all against losing teams, who are a collective 185 games under 500. Dating back to the All-Star break, the Knicks are 9-0 against teams that currently have losing records and 4-8 against teams with winning records. The last time the New York Knicks defeated a team with a winning record was March 9th. That's 23 days ago when they beat the Los Angeles Clippers. It's the last time the New York Knicks have beaten a team with a winning record. How am I supposed to be happy with that? Knicks don't look good. Third place in the Eastern Conference standing, 2.5 games behind the second place Celtics. Only one game ahead of fourth place Cleveland Cavaliers. If the New York Knicks dropped to the fourth seed, they'd play the Detroit Pistons in the first, in the second round of the playoffs, assuming they win the first round. If the New York Knicks dropped to the fourth seed, please understand, you're going up in all likelihood against Atlanta in the first round, even though that might be your opponent. Right now, I'd rather play the Toronto Raptors than the Atlanta Hawks. New York Knicks, it's possible, ladies and gentlemen, based on the way they're looking, it's possible the New York Knicks going home in the first round. Do we understand the magnitude of what we're witnessing right now? I got to tell you something. I am not happy about it one bit. I'm pretty pissed off, and something needs to be said about it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. That's one point. It begs a question. New York Knicks are in the Eastern Conference, which is considered weaker than the West. We know the Los Angeles Lakers are in the West. We know OKC is standing in their way, as well as the San Antonio Spurs. But they do have Luka, who recorded his third straight 40-point game and fifth in his last seven games, dropping 42 on 52% shooting and 46% from three last night, hitting all 10 of his free throws with 12 assists, five steals, five rebounds, two steals, not a single damn turnover, and was a plus 21 in the game. That's Luka Doncic we're talking about here. Balling out, MVP candidate, make no mistake about it. He's been incredibly prolific. Do you put him again ahead of Wemby? Do you put him against Shea Butter, Shea Gilgeous-Alexander? No. But the way Luka Doncic has been playing, you can't take anything away from him. Poor Jaylen Brown, because he's a stud, he's doing his thing, but he's faded from the MVP conversation because Luka has ascended, Wemby has ascended, and Shea Butter is just doing Shea Butter things. It's sensational to watch. And don't get me started with the Dallas Mavericks and their willingness to let Luka go. They'll never recover from this, in my estimation. They won't recover from this. Let Luka Doncic go. What a biggest mistake in franchise history. Biggest mistake in franchise history. And it's not just because of the way Luka Doncic is playing. It's because of the fact that you traded him for Anthony Davis, and Anthony Davis is on the Washington Wizards right now. You know, you can't even call him street clothes like Charles Barkley did, because this brother is doing the modern-day version of punk that Ashton Kutcher used to do called foul play. Recently did something involving LeBron James and Draymond Green and all of that other stuff. So Anthony Davis is getting paid buku dollars after being traded for Luka Doncic, and he's making noise doing TV instead of playing. This is not good. This is not good by a long shot. And that's the real issue here. But with Los Angeles Lakers getting back to them, ladies and gentlemen, these brothers are balling. The Los Angeles Lakers in the month of March finished 15-2, marking the third time in the last 50 years they've won 15-plus regular season games in a calendar month. Now has 50 games in consecutive seasons for the first time since four straight seasons from 2007 to 2011. LeBron James just passed Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to become the NBA's all-time leader in total wins, with 1,228, by the way, regular season and postseason combined. Since March 6th, with Luka Doncic since March 6th, 12-1 record when he plays. 39.8 points, 49% shooting from the field, 40% from three-point range, 7.8 rebounds, 7.3 assists, 2.5 steals. Lakers outscoring opponents by 11 points per game with Luka on the court since March 6th. My God, who would have thunk it? Who do you want to be right now? Got to be Lakers. It was supposed to be the Knicks. But unfortunately, we've been seeing what we've been seeing. And the top three teams in the West in the month of March, Spurs 14-2, Lakers 15-2, Thunder 14-1. A 43-5 record in the month of March. With LeBron James, by the way, balling out, and this is what we got going on. Who would you rather be right now? Is it the Lakers or is it New York Knicks? New York Knicks on a 3-game losing streak? Lakers doing nothing but winning basketball games. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. It's 888-623-3646. In other words, who's got a better shot of getting to the finals out of their respective conference? One could easily say it's still the Knicks because the Pistons and the Boston Celtics. Knicks took them out last year, took both of them out last year, to be quite honest with you. But Detroit has had their number this year. You still got to sit up there, look at it, and say the Lakers would have a tougher road to the finals because San Antonio and OKC is there. Ain't no way in hell they beating both of them. Most people doubt if they beat one of them. But the way LeBron James has been playing, the way he's been leading, the way he's known when to be deferential and when to step it up, leading the league in fast break points, getting thrown alley-oops by Austin Reeves or Marcus Smart or anybody else, you just see certain things and you just marvel at it. He is the GOAT of longevity, no doubt about that. There has never been a player in NBA history that has been this good this long. A matter of fact, one could easily argue there has never been anyone in the history of sports that has been this good for this long. One could easily argue against that. Maybe somebody will bring up a Serena Williams or somebody else. But nobody has been this good this long like you see LeBron James doing. It is special to behold. Got to give respect and love where it's due in that regard. Can't argue with it. It's just the truth. And right now with the Lakers looking the way that they're looking, with him maturating to the situation and circumstances that he's been faced with, it's interesting to wonder about and to gauge, should LeBron stay in Los Angeles after this year? Because he's going to be a free agent. Should he stay or should he go back to Cleveland as a free agent? Because I think he'd have a better chance of winning the championship if he was in the East as opposed to the West, especially with Donovan Mitchell, James Harden, Eric Mobley, Jared Allen as his teammates. There's no doubt about it. You go back to Cleveland, Cleveland's going to be the favorites to go to the finals. Ain't no question. Even with him at 42 years of age in his 24th season in the NBA, which would likely be his last unless he shoots for 25 years in the league. That's it. But right now, things are looking pretty good for LeBron James. And by the way, it's because of LeBron James. Give him credit where it's due. No doubt about it. Because of J.J. Redick, too. Because of Luka Doncic as well. But definitely LeBron James has something to do with it. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to get to another subject that's bothering me. And contrary to what you may believe, I don't enjoy having these conversations, but it is necessary. Because here it is, I'm talking about Jerry Jones, owner for the Dallas Cowboys. Jerry Jones, as you know, is in negotiations supposedly, purportedly, with George Pickens, star wide receiver for the team. Was absolutely fantastic last year for the Dallas Cowboys. Nobody can refute that. He showed up and he showed out. Career high and with 93 catches. Career high with 1,429 receiving yards, third in the NBA, in the NFL rather, behind Jackson Smith and Jigba and Puka Nacua. Career high 9 TD catches. Career high 73 first downs. Tied for third behind Njigba and Nacua as well. George Pickens balled out. George Pickens deserved his money. But it's not a crime for Jerry Jones to sit up there and say, I ain't trying to pay two wide receivers a combined $68 to $69 million a year. I'm not trying to do that. It's not a crime for him to say that. It's not a crime for him to feel that way. But how you handle things does matter. And just because you're 83 and you're a billionaire owner, and you're your own boss, and you hire folks, and you cut checks, you don't just cash them, doesn't mean you have a right to say some of the things you said. Listen to Jerry Jones talking about the George Pickens situation with the Dallas Cowboys after franchise tagging George Pickens at $27.3 million, knowing that he's in a position to ask above the $36 million CeeDee Lamb is making per year. Listen to Jerry Jones talk about George Pickens before I make my comments. Here it is.
no issue with me with talking to agents. I need to do a better job of not getting, well, Daddy said I could have it. And him going to Mama and Mama saying, Daddy said I could have it. We've got to get on the same page, and I have something to do with that as well. It always works out. If he worked without an agent, he'd save a lot of money.
Do you anticipate going into...
With me.
I do not like that shit coming out of Jerry Jones' mouth at all. Anybody that watches me on television and knows my history knows I have a great relationship with Jerry Jones. I love this man. I respect the hell out of him because I know a lot of things behind the scenes that he has done for a lot of people. And a lot of them happen to be black. Things that most of you will never know. People he's covered for, people he's looked out for, people he's taken care of. Jerry Jones is a good man. You don't talk like that. If you're black and you're put off by how you heard Jerry Jones talking about the George Pickens situation, you should be. Jerry Jones got to know better. And when you're 83 and you're from the South, and you sound like that and you talk like that and you're as dismissive as that, it comes across, dare I say, incredibly uncomfortable to say the least. George Pickens is not an agent. He has representation. Just like Micah Parsons wasn't an agent, he had representation. The same agent represents both players. His name is David Mulugeta, who happens to be one of the best agents in the world, whose reputation is pretty big time. And Jerry Jones is sitting up there and talking about, you know, how a player would be better off and would probably get more money if he came to him without his agent. First of all, that in and of itself warrants a call from the NFL Players Association and the National Football League, because as an owner of an NFL team, you don't need to be saying something like that. Players have representation. They're entitled to it, but most importantly, they need it, because you're not negotiating against just anybody. You're negotiating against Jerry Jones. That's not their level of expertise. Their level of expertise is on the football field. The agent's job is to be in the boardroom negotiating deals with them. What the hell? We all know that. But when you start bringing in mommy, daddy connotations and stuff like that, clearly implying that a player comes to you, supposedly your daddy, and they come to you saying that they want one thing, and then they go to mommy, which is their agent in Jerry Jones' eyes, and they're changing their tune and stuff like that. And he has to do a better job of maneuvering through that. Well, damn it, say it plain. And say it in plain English instead of using connotations and verbiage like that, because it sounds offensive. And Jerry Jones got to know better than that. Got to know better than that. Can't talk like that. See, when people bring up stuff and they allude to disrespect and dismissiveness, and then you have players, because you know it ain't far-fetched for them to sit up there and say plantation mentality and stuff like that. Jerry, why? Why, Jerry, why? Just say it, put it where the goats can get it. Say it plain. No mommy, daddy connotations. No theoretical scenarios. None of that. Just say what it is. Because when you do it another way, it comes across differently. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that Jerry Jones put himself in that position to be questioned by somebody like me or anybody else. I'm going to call him. I'm going to reach out. Let him know. I don't like that. You don't do that. And oh, by the way, Jerry Jones is one of the elite negotiators. The man is worth $20 billion. The Cowboys are worth approximately $14 billion. Far above what anybody else is worth. At least $3 to $4 billion more than what a Giants or a Los Angeles Rams squad is worth. It's Jerry Jones. Same man that had $3 billion lawsuits against him when he first started. I know how he looks at things. He's told me himself on camera and privately. His family thought he was going to commit suicide when he first started out because he was in that much debt and he bet on himself. I get it. I understand it. I know the origin of his story. But because you did what you did doesn't mean that you get to look at players and treat them like they're qualified to be sitting across a table or on a couch negotiating with you. They're not qualified, Jerry. They're not. And for him to sit up there and talk about how guys get to should bypass representation and just deal with him directly because it would be better off for them, that's wrong. You can't do that. But that's what Jerry Jones is doing. And it's got to stop. David Mulugeta is a black man. At least as far as I could tell. I don't want somebody to come up to me and telling me some different heritage. Where I sat and I stood in front of the man. The man's my complexion. Maybe a touch lighter. He's one of the most brilliant agents in the business. Represents a slew of players and knows what the hell he's doing at the negotiating table. More importantly than that, he deserves to be treated a hell of a lot better than he's been depicted as and treated. Just to be clear, NFL teams can negotiate directly with players. While they can do that, the CBA and the NFL PA do prohibit conduct like undermining a certified agent and encouraging a player to drop or bypass their agent in bad faith. So Jerry, he got to be careful with all of this. I'm reading from my research right here. Enforcement and penalties indeed are weak in this area, so Jerry may not care. But the bottom line is, he does have a long history of trying to deal directly with players and undermining agents to lower contract cost. That's just a fact. David Mulugeta is considered elite, ladies and gentlemen. Highly informed, aggressive negotiators focused on maximizing guarantees and structure. It's not about saving Pickens' money. He's going to get his money. I'm just looking at it right now, and I'm wondering what the hell is Jerry Jones thinking? With Jerry, his mentality is clearly, you don't need your agent. Talk to me. What does that do? It creates doubt and tensions between the player and the agent, because when something isn't getting done and you're a player and you're looking to get stuff done, you're a bit reticent about your agent because they haven't closed the deal, and you wonder about stuff like that, and it takes an incredible level of intestinal resolve to hold on to an agent when you think about stuff like that. That's like psychological leverage in a negotiation. Because if the player turns against the agent, what that's going to do? Can't do that. Shouldn't be doing that. Jerry might not care, but he needs to. But more importantly than that, how you speak matters. Mommy, daddy, comparisons and stuff like that, talking to a young man, a grown-up, who happens to be black, you're talking about him in that fashion, that's not good. I got a lot of love for Jerry. I was recently honored a few months ago by the Nancy Lieberman Foundation. The surprise presenter was Jerry Jones, who stayed in town just to present the award to me. I have nothing but respect and love for him. I know him personally. We talk about things off the record on several occasions throughout the years that I will never repeat. But he's a good man who's done a lot of good for a lot of people. I just hate when he's in the news for stuff like this. Can't do that. Can't do that. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-6326. 3646. Got a lot of stuff to talk about. You heard my thoughts about the Knicks, about the Lakers, about the East, about the West. You heard my thoughts on the NBA. You heard my thoughts about Jerry Jones. Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the National Football League, also made news about the Rooney Rule. I'll be talking about that a little bit later on the show. Plus, NCAA action coming up. Final Four for both the women's and the men's this weekend is something I'm not trying to avoid as well. There's a lot of stuff to get into, and I ain't trying to avoid it, all right? I'm trying to touch on it all. You are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio, 888-MAD-DOG-6 is the number to call. It's 888-623-3646. Don't go away. I'm in the house accepting your calls all afternoon long, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's me and y'all today. I didn't even want any guests today. It's me and y'all today.